Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, if you haven't done so, and I sure hope you have, considering this is the last day of 2018, egg producers are always encouraged to do a little bit of year-end tax planning. In fact, agricultural economists say it's always best to start with year-to-date income as well as expenses, and then estimate them for the remainder of the year. Estimate depreciation and always include any income that was deferred to 2018 from a previous year. And I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but it's always best to try to spread out income and expenses so producers do not have abnormally high or low income or expenses in any one year. When it comes to tax planning, though, the new tax law that was passed a year ago does include several new benefits to farmers and ranchers, like being allowed to use 200% declining balance depreciation for 3, 5, 7, and 10-year property. For most new ag machinery and equipment, except grain bins, the recovery period has also been reduced now from 7 to 5 years. And the popular Section 179 expense has been increased. It generally allows producers to deduct up to $1 million on new or used machinery or equipment purchased in the current tax year. Happy New Year, everyone. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.